The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to 5, and we also get an occasional supplement added in that we can pull from. They all arrive on different schedules, so it's always a happy accident of what is in each episode. We'll begin with this one from Woman's World. Readers finished this sentence: spring's signature scent is, and they have 4 offerings. First, a gentle mix of the fresh air after a light rain, blended with the faint sweetness of flowers just beginning to bloom. That was Barbara Morgan of St. Charles, Illinois. The lilacs blooming in my yard, their scent is so fragrant and intoxicating. That was Eileen Morrissey, Klamath Falls, Oregon. A pasture full of Texas bluebonnets in bloom, looking like a vast ocean of flowers dancing on the warm breeze. On a sunny springtime afternoon, the strong, sweet smell is absolutely divine. And that was Lynn Bowman of Waco, Texas. And the aroma of rain and regenerating earth. Then the spring flowers come and add their spritz of perfume to the air. And that was Debbie Brandt of Cumberland, Maryland. From Woman's Day, 10 things to know about strength training, which, as you know, is an investment in your health. 1, maintain lean muscle at midlife. Having strong muscles is important at any age, but even more so once you get to 50 and beyond. Muscles naturally start to decline with age. Maintaining and growing lean muscle mass can aid in preventing injury and help you stay active and vibrant. If you build muscle and continue to train as you age to retain it, you will be more resilient, says Albert Matheny, RD, CSCS, co-founder of Soho Strength Lab. Incorporate weight workouts into your regular routine a few times a week. 2, remix your routine. Muscles need time to recover, so don't target the same ones back to back. When you're tight or sore, you may be likelier to get hurt. Alternate weight training days, upper and lower body, with endurance activities like walking, biking, and swimming. Cardio increases blood flow to muscles, delivering oxygen and nutrients. 3, use your body as the equipment. Even if you never or rarely pick up a dumbbell, you can still get a burn. Let your body provide the resistance. Push-ups, squats, calf raises, lunges, burpees, planks, and pull-ups all help build and maintain muscle mass. As you begin to feel stronger, try adding resistance bands to up the effort required. For example, Matheny suggests starting with 3 sets of leg lunges, 12 to 15 reps each leg. Over time, lower the reps to 10 and add resistance bands. 4, why not lean into functional fitness? We're talking about moves that strengthen the muscles, bones, and joints you use everyday activities, like carrying groceries. Examples, of functional fitness moves that help improve mobility are heel-to-toe walking, wall push-ups, overhead presses, and chair to sit-to-stands. Search online or ask a trainer at the gym to learn more. Focus on form over weight. There's no award for pumping 20 pounds of iron on your first try. Instead, start with 5-pound dumbbells or a 5-pound kettlebell. Add weight once you feel stronger. As lifting heavier is what builds muscle mass, it creates stress that damages the muscle, which then reacts by repairing itself and getting stronger. Technique is key, so look online for tutorials or ask a trainer for pointers. 6, explore different ways to lift. Deciding whether you like dumbbells, kettlebells, resistance bands, or combo can help make your strength training journey smoother. You can use traditional dumbbells or grasp a kettlebell with 2 hands. Some people find this easier. Resistance bands mimic the resistance dumbbells provide, but are cheaper and can be easily tucked away or packed up for travel. Their packaging will specify the resistance level of each band. The bands are also a great tool for helping yourself nail the right technique and form, as using them may help foster body awareness. 7. Support recovery with stretching. Stretch for at least 30 seconds, both after warming up and after a workout. It feels good and can be beneficial. Stretching promotes muscle flexibility and helps maintain range of motion in the joints. It also aids in increasing local blood flow and may help muscles recover. When you don't stretch, muscles can tighten, putting you at risk of injury. 8. Shore up your bones. Supporting muscles will also support bone health because muscles and bones work together. This is particularly important as you get older and bone density declines. Research shows that resistance exercises can help you build a stronger, more resilient musculoskeletal system and help preserve bone and muscle mass. 9. Get those Z's. Prioritize sleep, as achieving adequate, good quality sleep is key to developing muscle strength. Sleep helps repair muscle tissue and improve muscle mass. Experts say to aim for 7 to 9 hours of shut-eye each night. It's also smart to have a bedtime routine that winds you down and primes your body and your brain for sleep. And last, pump up the protein. It's not just a social media trend. Protein is critical for muscle repair and maintenance. It can be helpful to talk to a dietitian or nutritionist about your specific protein needs, as things like age, gender, activity level, and underlying health issues may impact it. Many health insurance plans cover nutrition services. Protein-rich foods include yogurt, eggs, poultry, fish, whole grains, and plant-based picks such as lentils and beans. From Women's World, a book recommendation, An Addictive Mystery by Emily Listfield, Listfield. Emily Listfield's new novel, Reasons to Lie, asks the question, how well can we ever really know another human being? Set in the elite world of Manhattan's Dearborn Academy, three moms form an unexpected bond. But when a student is murdered on a class trip their teen attended, their lives are upended. As a detective inches closer to the truth, the women and their kids are each hiding something. From a supplement we received, Women in Sports. The article is How Academic Programs Can Create Real Pathways for Women. Classrooms can bridge the gender gap in sports representation throughout academia and even extracurriculars. The lack of women within sport organizations, such as professional leagues and teams, intercollegiate athletes, national sports governing bodies, and international sports federations, is mirrored in many university sport management classrooms, despite the fact that over 46% of sports management faculty are women. Those of us who teach these students have numerous examples of female students asking whether they belong in this industry. They are often some of the brightest in their cohorts, but the lack of representation can lead to doubt and imposter syndrome. While gender equity in the sport business field is certainly evolving, sport management programs are taking necessary steps to accelerate this progress. At the most basic level, professors are adopting in-class examples from women's sport and bringing in female guest speakers who are vital players in the global industry. It's critical that academia also embraces extracurriculars as a means of closing the gender gap. Academic programs can continue to facilitate pathways for women by maintaining connections with alumni to offer experiential learning, pushing the shift toward gender equity. From Women's World, enjoy spring fun for less. Warmer days make it the perfect time to get out and visit local attractions, and you can enjoy adventures while keeping more cash in your wallet. And they offer three bullet items. Visit on cut price days. Museums, aquariums, and arboretums often schedule one day a week or month when they discount admission for the general public or specific groups such as seniors. Check their online calendar to spot when to snag these bargains. Borrow free passes. Many public library branches offer cardholders complimentary admission to nearby art, science, and history exhibits. Because quantities are limited and often available on a first-come, first-served basis, plan to arrive early to ensure you get the tickets. And tap into benefits. Check organizations you belong to. Many, like AARP and AAA, partner with popular attractions to offer members discounted entry. Also, log into your bank or credit card dashboard and look for deals, which often include coupons for local entertainment. In the health spotlight, heart-healthy drinks you'll want to sip. What if there were an easy way to cut cholesterol, lower high blood pressure, and reduce your risk of heart disease? You've heard you are what you eat. Well, the same might be said of what we drink. First up, orange juice. Research suggests that orange juice may support heart health thanks to flavonoids, vitamin C, and potassium, which reduce inflammation and improve lipid metabolism, says Aaron Polinsky-Wade, RD, and author of Two-Day Diabetes Diet, a Molecular Nutrition and Food Research study found drinking 8 to 17 ounces of 100% OJ without added sugar daily may support these benefits. Next up, beet juice. That's B-E-E-T. The nitrates in beet juice help dilate blood vessels, reducing blood pressure, notes Polinsky-Wade. Proof? A Frontiers in Nutrition study found that people who drink one-third to one cup of beetroot juice daily for 60 days saw a significant drop in blood pressure. Next, tomato juice. Lower sodium versions of 100% tomato juice may lower blood pressure and bad LDL cholesterol. In fact, a British Journal of Nutrition study found that people on a tomato-rich diet, including about 14 ounces of tomato juice daily, had a 13% drop in LDL over 3 weeks compared to when they were on a diet low in tomatoes. Green tea. This brew contains anti-inflammatory compounds thanks to its high antioxidant content, which helps support the health of blood vessels throughout the body, says Polinsky-Wade. She adds that in a study in Clinical Medicine Insights Cardiology, those who drank 7 cups of green tea daily experienced a dramatic reduction in LDL levels. The very welcome results, a decreased risk of both coronary artery disease and heart attacks. Obviously, they have people drink more than you normally would for the purposes of their study. I don't think you'd drink 7 cups daily. Maybe you would. And the last one, hibiscus tea. Oh, I love that. Just in case green tea isn't your cuppa of choice, consider hibiscus. A study in the Journal of Nutrition revealed that its flavonoids and polyphenols relax blood vessels and slash blood pressure and LDL cholesterol. Participants in the study with mild hypertension or high blood pressure, who drank about 8 ounces of hibiscus tea for 6 weeks, enjoyed a significant decrease in systolic, that's the top number, blood pressure readings. And three sips you may want to scale back on. To protect your ticker, consider limiting these types of drinks. First, sugary drinks. Sugar-sweetened beverages contribute to excessive added sugar intake. Getting more than 10% of your daily calories from added sugar can raise triglycerides and blood sugar while lowering good cholesterol. Energy drinks. These drinks are doubly damaging because of their high sugar and caffeine, she says. Too much caffeine can raise blood pressure, and at very high levels may even trigger heart palpitations and added strain on the heart. And last, caffeinated coffee. Paulinski Wade advises limiting caffeine intake to about 300 milligrams a day, spacing it out over the course of the day. That said, moderate coffee consumption of 3 to 4 cups a day has been linked to better heart health. So moderation on that one. From Woman's World, fast natural relief from heartburn. Everything from spicy fare to fried foods, even chocolate, can trigger heartburn. It happens when stomach acid rises through the esophagus and into the throat, and it can increase the odds of esophageal damage if left untreated. To cool the burn without giving up your favorites, here are some things to try. Massage your inner wrist. Studies show that stimulating acupressure points can relieve acid reflux symptoms by about 40%. That's because applying pressure to the point in the center of the underside of your wrist helps stop the esophageal sphincter from relaxing too much, keeping stomach acid from rising up. Just press your thumb on the spot between the two tendons in your wrist and move it in circles for 2 to 3 minutes. Well, you know me, I love a free option. Next, snack on bananas. The fruit offers multiple heartburn-busting benefits. Scientists in Indonesia found that bananas ease reflux symptoms quickly by neutralizing troublemaking stomach acid. Plus, they're rich in pectin, a type of soluble fiber that helps keep food moving through the digestive tract, preventing stomach acid from building up and reducing the risk of future flare-ups. Sip a cup of chamomile tea. Sleep-inducing chamomile tea also acts as a stomach soother. Research in the journal Nutrients found that chamomile has anti-inflammatory properties that can reduce gastrointestinal discomfort from heartburn. Drink a cup after meals or at bedtime to get relief. And try an ancient remedy. Fenugreek, I'm going to spell that, F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K, an herb used in ancient Chinese medicine, may ease heartburn as well as medication. Research in the publication Nutrients revealed that the plant fiber supplement forms a protective layer over the stomach and esophagus when taken 30 minutes before eating. And each time you experience acid reflux, Johns Hopkins experts advise logging the foods you ate to help you pinpoint sneaky triggers. In health news, get stronger abs the easy way. Wish your midsection was a little more toned? Good news. Research in the Journal of Bodywork and Movement Therapies found a simple drawing-in move, gently pulling your belly button towards your spine while breathing normally, helps tone the transverse abdominis. It's the deepest core muscle, and scientists say strengthening it is linked to less low back pain. Who doesn't need that? From real simple, a drink and a bite, raise a glass and a cheesy nibble to all the moms, dads, and grads this spring. So I have two recipes. First, burrata toast with scallion herb sauce. Active and total time on this nibble, 20 minutes, and this serves 8. We need 8 ounces focaccia bread, cut in half horizontally. 1/2 cup extra virgin olive oil, plus more for drizzling. 1/2 cup thinly sliced scallions. 1/2 cup finely chopped fresh cilantro. 1/4 cup finely chopped fresh mint, 1/4 cup fresh ruby red grapefruit juice from 1 large grapefruit, 1 teaspoon finely chopped garlic, 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt divided plus more to taste, and 1 8-ounce package of burrata cheese drained well and patted dry, plus flaky sea salt is optional. Preheat oven to broil, with the rack about 6 inches from the heat source. Place focaccia halves on a large baking sheet. Broil until lightly toasted, about 4 minutes per side. Meanwhile, stir together olive oil, scallions, cilantro, mint, grapefruit juice, garlic, crushed red pepper, and a half teaspoon of the kosher salt in a medium bowl. Season that herb mixture with additional kosher salt to taste. Cut each toasted focaccia in half. Cut each toasted focaccia half into 12 even triangles. Arrange on a large platter. Spread cheese onto the focaccia pieces. Sprinkle with the remaining quarter teaspoon kosher salt. Spoon the herb mixture over the focaccia pieces. Drizzle with additional olive oil and garnish with flaky sea salt if you're using it. Excuse me. And to go with, a grapefruit gin sparkler. Active time and total time are both 10 minutes, and this makes 8 cocktails. We need, 2 cups or 16 ounces dry gin, 1.5 cups fresh ruby red grapefruit juice from 5 large grapefruits, 1 cup sparkling water, 6 tablespoons light agave syrup or honey, and grapefruit slices for garnish. Stir together the gin, grapefruit juice, sparkling water, and agave in a medium-sized pitcher. Divide among 8 12-ounce rocks glasses filled with ice. Garnish with grapefruit slices. From Magnolia, Citrus Mint Salad. Prep time on this is 20 minutes, and it makes 8 servings. It calls for a grapefruit vinaigrette that I'll have a recipe following. We need 1 small orange, 1 small grapefruit, 5 ounces arugula, balsamic grapefruit vinaigrette, which I'll have the recipe after, 3 ounces pecorino romano cheese, 12 fresh mint leaves, roughly chopped, and flaky salt. Slice off the ends of the orange and grapefruit. Carefully remove the rind. Make shallow cuts along the curve of the fruit just deep enough to expose the internal citrus. Place the fruit on a flat end and use a knife to cut between the peel and the flesh, following the contour of the fruit with a gentle sawing motion. Continue until all peel and white pith are removed. Once peeled, slice the citrus crosswise into half-inch rounds, then quarter the rounds. Combine the arugula with a half cup of the balsamic grapefruit vinaigrette in a large stainless steel bowl. Toss until evenly coated. Then layer the salad in a serving bowl by starting with a portion of the dressed arugula, then top with 1/3 of the pecorino romano, citrus slices, and mint. Repeat the layers 2 more times. Sprinkle with flaky salt and serve immediately. And the balsamic grapefruit vinaigrette. Combine 6 tablespoons grapefruit juice, 1/4 cup white balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons champagne vinegar, and 2 tablespoons water in a small bowl. To remove any pulp, strain the mixture through a fine mesh sieve into a jar with a lid. Add 1/4 cup olive oil, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, and 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt to the strained mixture. Secure the lid and shake well to combine. All right, so all those 3 recipes you need to be a grapefruit lover for. This one you do not. Chicken and broccoli bake. We need 4 servings, and active time is only 15 minutes. Total time is 45. We need 3 cups broccoli florets, 1 1.6-ounce envelope of Alfredo sauce mix, 1 3/4 cups milk, 1 tablespoon butter, 1 1/2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 2 cups chopped cooked chicken, 2 cups cooked rice, 1 cup shredded Gouda cheese, and 1/2 cup cornflakes. Heat oven to 400. Coat a 7-cup baking dish with cooking spray. In a large pot of salted boiling water, cook broccoli until almost tender, 1 to 2 minutes. Drain well. Prepare the sauce mix according to package directions with milk and butter. Cool slightly. In a bowl, combine sauce, mustard, and pepper. Stir in the chicken, rice, and broccoli. Transfer to the baking dish. Cover. Bake until heated through 20 to 25 minutes. Uncover. Top with cheese and corn flakes. Bake until the cheese melts. 5 minutes. And one more. We need dessert. From Woman's World Pistachio Cupcakes. This makes 12. Active time is an hour and a total time 2.5 hours. We need 3/4 cup shelled pistachios, 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup butter softened, 1 cup sugar, 2 eggs, I'm looking right at a 2, and 1/2 teaspoon almond extract, 1/2 cup milk, and a 16-ounce can of cream cheese frosting. Heat oven to 350. Line 12 muffin cups with liners. In a food processor, process the nuts till finely chopped. In a bowl, combine flour, baking powder, salt, and 1/2 cup nuts. On medium speed, beat butter and sugar until fluffy, 2 minutes. On low, beat in eggs and extract, then flour mixture, and milk till blended. Divide among liners. Bake 18 to 20 minutes. Transfer from the pan to the rack and let cool. Spoon frosting into a pastry bag fitted with medium star tip. Pipe onto the cupcakes, and then top with remaining nuts. From Woman's World, a 33-cent fix for hot flashes and low libido. When perimenopausal and postmenopausal women were given a daily L-acidophilus probiotic, it reduced hot flashes and improved both sexual arousal and satisfaction in just 8 weeks, per scientific reports. Experts say the probiotic, and that's L-acidophilus, likely boosts pathways linked to estrogen regulation and sexual response. An option similar to the one used in the study, SFI Health, I guess that's the brand, SFI Health, L-acidophilus, which is $33 for 100 doses on Amazon. Get your doctor's okay before trying any new supplement. And a moment for you. Remember to extend kindness inward. You deserve patience, understanding, rest, and care, too. Taking time for yourself isn't indulgent. It's necessary. Honoring your own needs allows you to continue giving from a place of strength, balance, and genuine well-being. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I hope you join me next time.